When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
Hey, everyone. This is Jody Sweetin from the podcast How Rude, Tanneritos. I've been needing a quick getaway with my family, and the 2024 Hyundai Santa Fe is the perfect vehicle to take us there. It has standard third row seating, so I'm able to pack my entire family, plus pets in the car, while also having enough room for our camping essentials. Available H-Track all-wheel drive will get us through any dirt trails, and available dual wireless charging pads will ensure we never have to worry about getting stuck with a dead phone in the middle of nowhere. Visit HyundaiUSA.com. or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This is VSiN Daily Morning Bets. Here is your host, Josh Applebaum.
Hello and welcome to VSiN Daily Morning Bets, a quick 10 to 15 minute podcast highlighting the top games and biggest line moves that bettors need to know about each day. Today is Tuesday, October 4th.
Game of the night.
For the game of the night, we're going to go to a packed Major League Baseball slate tonight. There are 17 games overall, and this happens to be the second to last day of the regular season. There's no other sweat, so baseball will take the spotlight here today on a big Tuesday. So for the game of the night, we're going to look toward the Philadelphia Phillies and the Houston Astros. Now, currently, the Houston Astros are listed as a minus 180 home favorite, with the Philadelphia Phillies around a plus 160 road dog, with a very low total in this one of 7. Now, what we saw yesterday, Philly had a big 3-0 win. They locked up the number 3 wildcard spot. That was actually the last playoff spot that was up for grabs. Philly got in and Milwaukee got out. So now every team has either been eliminated or punched their ticket to the postseason. And Houston, they already won the West, and they'll be the number 1 seed in the American League with the best record in the AL overall. But for the matchup here today, this is going to be Justin Verlander, the old vet here, 17-4, 1.80 ERA. He's had a great year. He's actually had a 1.50 ERA in 3 September starts. And he'll be facing off against the lefty, Ranger Suarez, who's also had a good year, 10-6, 3.37 ERA. And his ERA in the month of September in 5 starts, 3.14. Now, in terms of Houston, they are a big public play tonight, getting around 75% of bets, but 80% of the money. So not only kind of just a public play, but also a little bit of respected money, low bets, higher dollars, using our VSiN.com splits here from DraftKings in their favor. And you would have, historically, interleague favorites. They tend to do well, as well as interleague favorites with line moves, the lack of familiarity benefiting, quote-unquote, the better team. And correlative betting, a big favorite low total. Fewer amount of expected runs scored, more likely they do come from, quote-unquote, that better team. The one thing to keep an eye out, though, for is we're in a time of a high volatility right now, high unpredictability with just 2 games left in the regular season. There's really nothing to play for any of these teams. There's actually literally nothing to play for. You've either punched your ticket or you're going into the postseason. Both of these teams will be going to the postseason. So even though Houston is a big favorite here, we'll have to see which way this line goes. Does it continue to rise up to Houston? Do they get closer to minus 200? Do we see this line fall a little bit if that plus 160-ish gets down to plus 150, plus 145 for Philly? But my point being, just be careful right now betting baseball these last 2 days, because yesterday, dogs really barked loudly. They went 8-6 overall, and with a lot of plus money, that was a big hit if you took a lot of dogs. Obviously, the favorites didn't come through, so with such volatility and these big numbers, maybe sometimes it's a good idea to lay off these last couple days. But to looking at the total, could be an opportunity with a total. It opened at 7. It's a pretty low total in general. And some of these books are juiced up a little bit, 7 under, minus 115. So one thing we did see from yesterday is that unders had a really good day. Unders went 9-4. So dogs barked and unders did well. And you have seen so far, or at least historically, this year and in the past, domes. Domes and closed roof stadiums. If this Houston Tropicana Field stadium, the roof is closed, which again, you got to check Twitter and make sure you get confirmation. But you do tend to see unders do much better inside, because basically there's no weather, the ball doesn't travel, the wind isn't blowing out. So it is a benefit to the under. It's perfect conditions for the pitcher. And you did see yesterday, obviously, a 3-0 win there for Philly. Houston is one of the best under teams this year, 90-56 to the under. So keep an eye on that 7. Do we see that 7 at all continue to get juiced up? Does it creep down to 6.5? That's something I'll be looking out for. But again, unders did great yesterday. Maybe that could be the angle in these last couple days of the regular season. Now, in terms of Justin Verlander, he's minus 20,000 to win the American League Cy Young. That's a 99.5% implied probability. Obviously, that number is way too high to bet. There's no value whatsoever, but it does go to show you, Verlander looking to get the Cy Young here. And there was a moment, I think it was back in June or maybe early July, maybe around the All-Star break, where both Verlander and McClanahan for the Rays were both kind of like co-favorites there. They're like plus 150, plus 200. And if you kind of map that one out, McClanahan was a young pitcher that was going to get limited most likely, and didn't really have the proven track record to get it done in the second half, whereas Verlander had. So if you had targeted Verlander around June, July, around plus 200, you're feeling pretty good right now with Verlander to win the American League Cy Young. Then, of course, with two teams that have already punched their ticket to the postseason, let's look at some World Series odds. The Philadelphia Phillies. So you're saying there's a chance, 28-1 to win the World Series. Houston, plus 425. Houston has the second best odds to win the World Series, trailing only the Dodgers at plus 350.
Best of the rest.
Now for best of the rest, we're going to go to the American League in a big matchup here between two AL East opponents, the Tampa Bay Rays and the Boston Red Sox. Currently, the Tampa Bay Rays are listed as a very short minus 115 road favorite. The Red Sox are a short plus 105 home dog, and the total is a very low 7.5 in this one. Now, both of these teams, we know what they're going to do this postseason. Tampa Bay is the number 3 wildcard spot, so they've already punched their ticket. The Red Sox, they'll be going to Cancun. They've already been eliminated here for a while back. But Red Sox did, with nothing to play for, still came back and won 4-3 yesterday, cashed as around a plus 120 home dog. We're seeing for today, a little movement toward Tampa Bay. Tampa Bay opened on the road around a minus 110 road favorite. We've seen them creep up now to minus 115. So a little movement going here toward the Tampa Bay Rays. The pitching matchup, you would think on paper, does favorite Tampa Bay. Jeffrey Springs, the young lefty for Tampa, has had a really good year. 9-4 with a 2.45 ERA in the month of September. He's gone 5-1 in his starts with a 1.44 ERA. He'll be facing Nathan Eovaldi, who just came off the injured list a bit ago. 5-3, 4.05 ERA this year. You would have some system matches here on Tampa Bay. If you look at road favorites this year in Major League Baseball, they are 60%. Favorites off a loss who made the playoffs last year, 64% as well. We just got talking about, you know, treading lightly with these big favorites, the minus 180s, the minus 200s. This is a favorite a little bit shorter of a number. So even though there's volatility, at least you're not risking as much and hopefully getting a better payout here. If you're a bet to risk, not bet to win better, that means you're not risking, you know, 1.15 units to win one unit on Tampa. You're just risking your one unit to win a little less than a full unit there on Tampa. But other thing here to keep an eye out for would be the total. You know, it opened at 8. It's down to 7.5. I'm in Boston. I live about 25 minutes away from Fenway Park. And I can just tell you, fall is in the air. It's colder. It's going to be cold tonight. It's going to be around 50, 52 degrees. And the wind is blowing in this one, 15 miles an hour from dead center. So these windy unders have done well. They're 26-15, 63% this year. That means if the wind blows in 10 miles an hour or more, the under is cashing 63% of the time this year. Tampa is 5-1 to the under their last six, and the under is 4-2 the last six head-to-head. Of course, you did see the under cash yesterday landing on 7. And again, keep an eye out what happens with this juice, because it opened at 8, got down to 7.5. Do we see the juice continue to creep under? That means juiced up, you know, 7.5 under, minus 110, then to minus 115. I don't know if it gets to 7, but that would be a windy under system match. And currently only 40% of bets are on the under, but it is taking in about 55% of the money. So a possible under total play there at Fenway Park here for tonight.
Josh's Sweats.
Football season is the best time to become a VSiN Pro subscriber. Get access to hourly pro tips, best bets from VSiN experts, daily articles, power rankings, and expanded digital content and tools to help you become a better better. Just go to VSiN.com/subscribe for more information. For Josh's sweats tonight, I'm going to lean overall on a lot of totals here because, again, what we saw from yesterday with so much volatility with just two games left in the MLS season, I think, side note, I wouldn't be betting a ton of games tonight just because it is really unpredictable. Really, no one has anything to play for. So with that in mind, motivation really doesn't land on either team. So I wouldn't bet, you know, 10 MLB games tonight, 15 games. You know, limit your bets here with a lot of volatility. The better idea, I think, is just to only be super selective and only get down on the games that you think have a pretty good edge. So we did mention here, dogs 8-6 yesterday really barked, but those unders went 9-4. So I'm going to look for Josh's sweats to a couple unders tonight. First one that I'll be getting down on, Colorado and the LA Dodgers. This is a 10:10 p.m. Eastern time game. We saw yesterday Colorado pulled off a huge upset, 2-1. They won the game. They're plus 300 in that game. So a huge hit, again, to the point of volatility. You know, you don't really see a plus 300 dog win very often in MLB. Well, it did happen yesterday with nothing to play for these teams. The under sailed under, 8.5 under. But looking to this under tonight, I'm going back to the well. So this total opened at 8. It's down to 7.5 at some shops. If you can shop around and still find an under 8 minus 120, that's my play. Under 8 at minus 120 tonight. Only 40% of bets are on this under. But again, open at 8, really juiced up under minus 120, and some shops are creeping down to 7.5. Got to have access to multiple books, guys. Got to be able to shop for the best line. Find that 8 where everyone else is at 7.5. That way it's a 5-3 game. You know, you push instead of lose if you're under 7.5. Hopefully it won't matter when we get another low-scoring game here. What you do have on the mound for Colorado, Feltner, 3-9, 6.01 ERA. Hasn't been great, but Julio Urias has been great for the Dodgers here. Urias is 17-7 with a 2.12 ERA. In the month of September, 5-0, 1.19 ERA. This is another big number here for the Dodgers. They're laying minus 350. You have Colorado around plus 310. But in terms of the under is 6-2 the last 8 Dodger games. The under is 5-2 the last 7 head-to-head between these teams. And the under with Colorado, when they're on the road, 14-6 to the under, their last 20 away from Coors Field, and also 9-3 to the under, the last 12 Colorado games at the Dodgers Stadium in particular. And the Dodgers have been a really good home team, a really good under team this year. They're 81-68 to the under. And again, you're only getting 40% bets on the under, yet it's really juiced up. So I'm going to be leaning, hopefully, on a low-scoring game. I'm worried about Feltner's ERA is 6. But maybe it's a 5-0 Dodgers win, so hopefully we can get this thing under 8. And again, shop around, find that 8 under minus 120 before it falls to 7.5. I mentioned I'm going to be leaning unders, another under for you here. I'm a little bit worried this game might get rained out. Again, always check out the house rules. If there's a rain-shortened game, you know, do they pay out the money line, the over-under? Do they pay out the spread? So it's always something to keep an eye out for when you're betting and there's rain that is involved here. But hopefully they play this game. Hopefully it's another low-scoring game. Toronto and Baltimore, 7:05 p.m. Eastern time start. Currently you have Toronto around a minus 115 road favorite with Baltimore around kind of even money, plus 105. But the total in this one is 7.5. And what I like about this under is a windy under system match. So mentioned there could have some rain tonight. But if it doesn't rain, hopefully the wind's a big benefit. This is your biggest windy under. 15-mile-an-hour winds at Camden Yards tonight, blowing directly in from center field. And what's notable to me is that your two pitchers, they're not the greatest ERA guys. Mitch White for Toronto, 1-6, 5.21 ERA. And you look at Bauman for Baltimore, 1-3, 4.34 ERA. So if the total is basically if you have two pitchers that don't have great ERAs and you have a 7.5 total, it feels like it's got to go over, right? Both these pitchers have been knocked around a little bit here. But I almost think this is kind of a fishy under. If these pitchers haven't been great, then why is the total 7.5? Shouldn't it be 8.5, maybe 9? That tells me maybe some liability here on the under. But what I do like, aside from the wind blowing in, and again, these windy unders have been great this year, 63%, is also kind of the bet split. You have 73% of bets on the over, but only 27% on the under, and yet it opened 7.5, and a lot of books are 7.5 under minus 120. So we could see this thing creep down to 7. You know, if you do want to take this kind of fishy, windy underplay, you probably want to jump on the 7.5 right now because it could be falling down to 7. And also Baltimore, 5-1 to the under their last six games, and Baltimore has been one of your better under teams, 83-71 to the under this year. So, windy under system match, kind of a fishy low total with two pitchers who aren't the best. I'm going under 7.5 at -120 in the Toronto-Baltimore game. That about does it, guys, for VSiN Daily Morning Bets on Tuesday, October 4th. I wish you all the best of luck. And remember, at VSiN, we have so much to offer, including great articles. Our bet splits from DraftKings are fantastic. If you're a data-driven bettor, find out where the real, transparent, honest numbers are in terms of where the public is, where the smart money is, low bets, higher dollar situations from DraftKings.com, VSiN.com/splits. And of course, follow us on Twitter at VSiN Live. You can find me at Josh_insights. I wish you the best of luck. Again, it's just MLB tonight, 17 games overall, and tread lightly. There's no motivation, nothing to play for. Maybe you lean on some totals instead of some favorites, where we did see dogs bark quite a bit yesterday. So have a fantastic day. Good luck. And as always, hopefully you can cash some tickets today, because as the Godfather, as a wise man once said, cashing tickets is what it's all about. Good luck, everyone.